just get started. It's very exciting to have you on the call here. And what I'm curious about knowing is how did your career in security begin, and why did you decide upon this profession?
Thank you, Diane. It began when the owner of my company several years ago gave me the additional title of Chief Security Officer. I was already the Vice President of Human Resources at his high-end kitchen appliance distributorship, and one specific incident at our warehouse thrust me into the world of security. Several warehouse employees came to see me to report employee theft, internal corruption, workplace violence, tampering with surveillance cameras, and false access control. As a chief security officer, I immediately stopped the theft, determined the losses that unfortunately were in the millions. I had to interview and interrogate several employees, which had to be terminated, and then I had to develop security policies and procedures and instituted an employee awareness cash award program, which exposed a few other employees that were directly or indirectly involved in the warehouse theft of product, in addition to other illegal activities in the workplace, such as dealing drugs and theft of other company products and services.
Wow, so it was a huge ring of theft going on at the organization.
Yes, unfortunately, we discovered that business was so wonderful at the time that our inventory software program was unable to keep up with it. We were in the middle of upgrading that system, and unfortunately, some of our management personnel in the warehouse took advantage of that vulnerability. So when you ask Diane about why did I decide upon the profession, I guess in my individual case, since the decision to add security responsibilities to my executive roles was pretty much at the time mandated by my CEO, perhaps I should reply why I decided to stay in the profession. So I'll give you both my professional and my personal perspective. Professionally, it really did allow me to make a huge difference. It gave me the authority to very closely study all aspects of effective security protection, how to protect company assets, information, and employees. Swiftly, I had no choice but to learn how to do risk assessments, upgrade the surveillance system from, which at the time was a very antiquated time-lapse recorder, to something much more modern, which was digital. I had to improve access control, et cetera. And from a personal perspective, Diane, I think much as I enjoyed my role as the VP of HR, I found that my additional duties as the chief security officer fascinated me, and I started to think that maybe I missed my calling. So I hope that answers your question.
It does. Let's talk about how you start in your workday. I know a lot of people that we talk to with this question that they say it's email. So I'm wondering if you have that same experience.
Oh, yes, absolutely. God bless the 21st century. Communications are very much improved. And, let me say that each day for me starts out with a review of my clients' needs and careful study of current events and how they may or will impact their businesses, because after all, whether a business client of mine is involved in a global economy or not, there is a domino effect that eventually does affect everyone. I don't really think of my work as a responsibility that can be ended regularly each day. If I need to be available to clients or associates or colleagues, I certainly don't mind and will make business decisions or give advice or strategically plan a program whenever the need arises. And I thoroughly enjoy my work, so I do not think in terms of a real start or end to my work day.
Okay. Well, you know, I understand that much of your career has focused on building relationships between the private and the public sectors, and I know that this is a lot of interest to our readers, and so I'm curious about when and how your work in this area began.
Good question. Specifically for myself, it began in, I guess around 1999, when as a result of those warehouse thefts, I became increasingly frustrated with the lack of cooperation and communications that existed in the security industry at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Diane, when you see firsthand how police departments do not share information with each other and put up walls of silence when dealing with the private sector security responsible leaders, it can become very frustrating. I guess the best example I could give you is the district attorney's office in my business location was not able to easily and in a timely fashion get information from the police department at my warehouse locations, which were in a different county.
Mm-hmm.
And later I discovered that nearly all other county police departments had similar silo mentality attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thankfully at the time my employer gave me carte blanche to go shopping and hire private security services to help expedite and execute my security needs, and the private sector supplied immediate undercover operatives, surveillance needs. But they did admit to me in the private sector that that information sharing between the public and private sectors at that time was either non-existent or strained at best. Now, later, after the tragedy of September 11th, that
mm-hmm.
same lack of communications and lack of collaborative teamwork and info sharing was exposed at our national level.
Exactly.
So, you know, when the 9/11 Commission report came out recommending that the public and private sectors collaborate, develop and maintain continuity and effective relations with stakeholders in both sectors, I wanted to do whatever it was that I could do to help. So I'm very actively involved now through my ASIS International Volunteer Leadership role as a public-private partnership promoter.
Okay. So what are the elements of your leadership style that you think make you successful? I'm always curious to hear how people are doing, what are they're doing in particular to be leaders in the security industry.
Well, let me start by saying that I think it's very, very important to be a good listener and to have the ability to absorb information and act upon it immediately when necessary. I've also always believed that effective leadership consists of knowing how to manage people and the business at hand. I think that the common denominator to successful leadership in any industry is to accept willingly and happily that change is constant. And of course, not everyone. I swirl in a world of change.
Mm-hmm.
It excites me, but not everyone is like that. So I always try to treat the people that I'm working with compassion, respect, and dignity, and recognize that all great things are accomplished only through teamwork with good people.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe it's been my experience that nothing truly outstanding is accomplished totally alone. We really do need each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I never lose sight of the business goals that must be attained, be they marketing strategies, assessing business growth and or improvement, by recognizing that business goals demand that we keep sharp, competitive, got to be knowledgeable, have to
mm-hmm.
be honest, and how to stay safe and smart.
Hmm. Okay. What about though? What keeps you up at night? What kind of day that would you have that would
oh dear
keep you up at night? We all have had those.
Yes, we have. I could tell. Well, my husband could certainly tell you how many midnight conversations we've had about this. But I appreciate the question. I don't know. I guess like many other folks, the events of September 11th permanently removed whatever blinders I may have been wearing up until that day. I do not fear the terrorists or other enemies to our way of life, but I felt that understanding how to keep us safe from the horrors of their violence is, I think, every security-responsible person's duty to become as knowledgeable as possible and to remain vigilant in our effort to keep our homeland security safe. And I don't know. I guess I'm also concerned about what type of world my grandchildren will inherit from us, and how they'll need to adjust their American freedoms. And lastly, I guess I'm grateful, and this is another thing that I think about at night, I'm very grateful that I'm living in such a technologically advanced era of iPad 2s and, retinal recognition as a security measure. But I do often wonder at night how we can improve education of our young in this country.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Well, such a busy career, you might not have a lot of spare time, but when you do get those opportunities, what do you enjoy doing?
Oh, I don't know. Spare time, as much time as I possibly can to spend with my family. I just found out from my son that on or about October 25, I shall become Grandma Oksana.
Oh, congratulations. What wonderful news.
Thank you, darling. It's tremendously exciting. Additionally, I enjoy singing, been doing it my whole life. Discover the beauty of rereading classic literature. Each time I do, I recognize that I discover a literary genius tidbit that I either missed the last time I read it or I find a new meaning to it. And I love to travel, love the opera. We'll be seeing Romeo and Juliet at the Met Saturday night with my daughter. So that's what I like to do in my spare time.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of fun. And you're living in a great city that allows you to do that. So.
Yes, thankfully. Very culturally rich, the Big Apple is.
Exactly. Well, you know, one thing I also wanted to follow up or to ask you is about the role of women in security. And what advice would you give someone that's looking to make security their career, their profession? What would you tell them in an industry that has been predominantly dominated by men working in this industry?
Okay, let me answer by starting out telling you what I think, how I think the role of women in security has changed, and then I'll move on to whatever advice I would like to offer. I discovered that most especially within the past 10 years, it has been most satisfying to see so many skilled women not just embark willingly on a career in security, but manage to do it extraordinarily well. I think that women have learned that in most private sector organizations, as well as in public sector roles, the protection of assets and people, plus community safety, are things the public takes for granted and may not remember to value security services until they are needed. Yet women in security can easily embrace a professional role that may not capture a great deal of attention on a daily basis, but it is nevertheless a critical responsibility in an ever-changing world where corporations still may view HR and security services as loss, not profit centers, but where they can learn how to sustain, how to budget for and sustain a convincing business case to portray security as a very necessary component in any business structure. And I believe that women have become far more serious competitors and supply great experience and knowledge to the industry. Now, the advice I think that I would give without a moment's hesitation, and bear in mind that there is no personal gain in my reply, I truly feel, Diane, that membership at ASIS International or any other critically significant security organization like ASIS is one of the best security management building blocks a woman or man seeking to embark on a security management career should immediately consider, specifically for the variety of education and annual seminar opportunities. For example, I can only personalize this by saying that when I had to fully embrace my own chief security officer duties, I found that ASIS International was the only education answer for me at the time to address my immediate needs.
Sure.
Very swiftly, within 14 months, I was able to get up to speed by attending numerous seminars and workshops at ASIS, ranging from CCTV, diversity, workplace violence, to interrogation techniques. And all of this education provided me with immediate practical application techniques that
sure.
worked, with my HR role, when I had to conduct resilience training and implement security policies and procedures at the same time, and I was able to do it with the buy-in of all of my managers, which, of course, is extremely important.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I guess additionally, I would say that ASIS International networking opportunities have allowed me to meet and become close with many other female and male subject matter expert leaders that truly care about public-private partnerships, our homeland security, the growing cyber threats, and our volunteer leadership work together has already made a difference.
Yes, I agree. Well, I want to thank you for your time today. I know that our readers will gain a lot of insight from what we've discussed today. So thank you so much, and best wishes for continued success in your career.
Well, thank you kindly, Diane, for the wonderful
okay.
opportunity, and be well.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.